Notre Dame president scolds Lou Holtz for questioning Biden's faith. By Dr. Susan Berry on August 28, 2020. University of Notre Dame President Reverend John Jenkins, CSC, Priests' Society of the Congregation of Holy Cross, publicly criticized the school's former football coach Lou Holtz for referring to Democrat nominee Joe Biden as a Catholic in name only. In a statement published Thursday, Jenkins also distanced the school from Holtz's remarks. While Coach Lou Holtz is a former coach at Notre Dame, his use of the university's name at the Republican National Convention must not be taken to imply that the university endorses his views, any candidate or any political party. Moreover, we Catholics should remind ourselves that while we may judge the objective moral quality of another's actions, we must never question the sincerity of another's faith, which is due to the mysterious working of grace in that person's heart. In this fractious time, let us remember that our highest calling is to love. Holtz said in his address to the Republican National Convention on Wednesday that he is supporting President Donald Trump's re-election because of his administration's pro-life stance. "One of the important reasons he has my trust is because nobody has been a stronger advocate for the unborn than President Trump. The Biden-Harris ticket is the most radically pro-abortion campaign in history. They and other politicians are Catholics in name only and abandon innocent lives. President Trump protects those lives. While Biden professes to be a Catholic, he has promised to defend abortion rights, which the abortion industry refers to as women's health care, and has committed to embracing the Democrat Party's pro-abortion agenda that includes codifying Roe v. Wade, fully funding Planned Parenthood, and forcing American taxpayers to fund abortions." Recently, the Catholic League rebuked Biden for doubling down on his support for abortion and dismissing demands from pro-life Democrats to eliminate their party's abortion agenda. Last October, Biden was denied communion at a Roman Catholic church in South Carolina. Holtz also referred to Trump as an outstanding leader. In the president's formal acceptance speech Thursday evening, he continued his commitment to the unborn. "Joe Biden claims he has empathy for the vulnerable, yet the party he leads supports the extreme late-term abortion of defenseless babies right up to the moment of birth. Democrat leaders talk about moral decency, but they have no problem with stopping a baby's beating heart in the ninth month of pregnancy. Democrat politicians refuse to protect innocent life, and then they lecture us about morality and saving America's soul?" the president questioned. "Tonight, we proudly declare that all children, born and unborn, have a God-given right to life." Comedian Jim Gaffigan tweeted his response to Holtz's remarks.